100 Word Stories.
Good morning. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast. We're at one a day until the day I die.com. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. The topic this week was chemistry, and y'all came up with a lot of stories. Let's go ahead and gather them up and put them in a podcast, like this one, and then you can enjoy them and maybe be inspired for next week's topic. Are you ready? Let's begin.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called, I Finally Lost It at the Farmer's Market. Chemistry was not in the cards for me. Chemistry was for smart people. After 5 years in Catholic grade school, I knew clearly what side of the line I was on. This was further confirmed by my brief glance at scientific notation. Scared the crap out of me. So I signed up for third period European history. Fast forward 25 years later, the requirements for AA put me in Mrs. Easter's Chem 101 class. Not only did I wrestle sign notes to its knees, I got the highest grade in the class. All it took was brute force and a jug of Carl Rossi's. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
There's a chemistry between us. Can you feel it? I won't deny that killing in cold blood has its own allure, but it's always so much better when there's that intangible connection between victim and killer. That free zone of emotion, born of fear, loathing, and hope. Like it or not, we're entered into a relationship. And that's something very special. A wonderful, fragile connection that few will ever experience. It makes this moment so much more special and adds a certain poignancy to our eventual parting. Don't you feel the chemistry? No? A pity. But I'm still taking your life.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. In a nutshell, the chemistry wasn't right, so I decided to burn it all, but burn it with style. The documentary didn't make justice to the whole process. It was a masterpiece. I tried to make it as simple as possible. I drew the lines, but it wasn't easy. Everything was a bit wiggly. The actual procedure only took place afterwards, of course. And it did burn for quite a bit. I had no idea it would take that long. On top of it all, it didn't work properly. If it had, I wouldn't be here, would I? Your Honor. And this was the story for this week, my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcop.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com and of the Galactic Battle Base Space Dust, available at Amazon.com. And this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 733 with a prompt of chemistry. So here's my story. Linoleum Amanda was silent for a minute, then said,
"Bilbert, I don't know what I would do without you as my friend. I really don't want you to move away."
She sounded on the verge of tears. He didn't want her to be sad.
"Really, I don't think I will have to move if I don't get caught flying again."
With a sudden attitude shift, she sounded completely happy again.
"Right. We'll have to be careful about when and where we fly."
"What do you mean, we?" Bilbert asked.
"Face it," she said. "We have a special chemistry. We belong together."
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my story on the topic chemistry. It's called Impersonals. Single, unattached, solvent male, young at heart with a good sense of humour, would like to meet friendly, sociable, 30-something female. Needs to be easy on the eye, healthy, and in possession of an open mind. Interests and hobbies, unimportant. Not looking for a long-term relationship or settling down, and physical intimacy, whilst desirable, is not strictly necessary. Looking for one-off meets of a strictly transactional nature. The right chemistry is important, but only insofar as that required to select, transfer, and merge egg and sperm to a successful conclusion. Please supply your own sterile test tube. There we go. All done. Speak to you next week. Goodbye.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
The fundamental science of the universe is physics. It deals with the interactions of particles and forces and fields. On top of physics, you get chemistry. Particles come together to form molecules which interact in various ways. Then comes geology, biology, and astronomy, because rocks and life in the stars all come from chemical reactions. Then comes economics, sociology, and philosophy. Those need living things to interact. And religion? That should come from life, too. There are those who think that religion is the foundation of all things, so I kill them and ask them if there is religion without the life.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of chemistry. I hope you enjoyed being a part of the weekly challenge, whether you write a story, send one in, read along, listen along. Just be creative, be inspired, and try to get through all this craziness going on right now. The topic of the next 100-word story weekly challenge is nobody gets out of here alive. Well, isn't that positive? I'll let you get right to it. Thank you all for being a part of this. And, as always, keep it brief.